what's going on, guys? I'm here with my roommate Chase.
What's up?
And so what we do from time to time is we like to buy and resell cars. By that I mean I buy them and he fixes them and we resell them for a profit. And yesterday we were looking at, what was it?
It was a Nissan. Was it
2009 Nissan Altima?
It was a S2.5.
Nissan S2.5, and the guy wanted $3,900 for it. I looked it up, it was on KSL, that's what's here in Utah. And it ended up being, I was a private by owner because then you don't pay car sales tax, you don't have any titles, taxes, or fees. You go there, you hand them cash, they sign the title over, you sign the title, you leave with the car. Instead, what ended up happening is it was about a 30-minute drive from us. Because we're in Salt Lake, they lived in like West Valley. We drove there, looked at the car, test drove it, had some dents, scratches, nothing that couldn't be taken care of.
Battery acid stains and the front left tire was flat. Simple, easy fixes. It didn't need like an oil change or anything. It had been realigned already by a mechanic. So it already had all the major issues taken care of. Just had to clean it up on the outside and then we could flip it right away.
So that was basically our goal, but obviously we didn't want to pay the $3,900 because we could only get around $4,500 for it due to the Caleb Blue Book value.
Yeah.
Which isn't bad, that's a $600 profit because they were going around that price. So it was on the lower end, which wasn't bad, but I'm like, you know what? If we get it for like the 32 range, because that's what I offered him through text, which would have been $700 off, I'm like, great, we can make around $800 to basically over $1,000 profit within the span of a week, which obviously isn't bad because we try to do 2 to 3 cars per month. So that would have been nice. However, he's like, yeah, my friend, he's literally said my friend, because when we got there it was just his son. So his son was in the garage, and apparently since the dad was working, so I just communicated through him a text. I told him the reasoning, I'm not going to pay the $3,900, and then he gave me an ultimatum. And by the way, screenshots will be throughout this video. So he ended up being like, yeah, for $32, and then you pay title and fees, and I'm like, or $35. And they were like not from this country, so we were just maybe like, oh, okay, they're confused how private sale works.
Yeah, like maybe they bought it through a dealership and like, oh, it always has titles and fees, whatever. Like, when you buy the title, that's what all dealerships do. So we're like, okay, sweet, we can just get this deal for $3,200 and not have to worry about that and just sign the title. And then some other crap happened.
And yeah, so I'm like, you know what? Like, their accents were very thick, so hard to understand, which was not too bad. But yeah, and then he's like, $32 or $35, and then I'll pay the title and fees. I'm like, you know what? I'll do the $32 option. I was very confused. And I'm like, great. And then, like, the son's mom came out, spoke perfect English. And she's like, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, hey, do you have the title? I'll sign it. Me and your husband agreed on the deal. I have the cash. And she's like, oh, I don't know where he keeps it. And so I texted him. He's like, yeah, it's with my friend. I'm like, okay, that's kind of odd, but I guess, because it was a good deal. So he's like, yeah, my son will take you to him. And I'm like, okay, bet. And so, like, the son, he doesn't even drive. He just kind of hops into a car. We don't think he had a license.
Hopped in my back seat and had headphones in the entire time. And then he asked if we knew the address. So we said no, because he just said, it's at my friend's. My son will take you. So we're like, do you have it? And he just said, go straight. And was directing from the back seat. So we're like, okay, whatever. Somewhere else, like maybe in another neighborhood or in this neighborhood, the friend just lives like around the corner. That's what we thought. And then we start going. And then I get out like on the main road outside of the neighborhood, and we're driving, and I'm looking in the rearview mirror the entire time, like, when are we, because you're going to turn left soon, so I get in the left lane, ready to go. I think we go about 3 or 4 more miles. So we're in Salt Lake City, up near the East Mountains here, and West Valley, their neighborhood is almost all the way on the other side next to the other mountains. And I'm looking around, I'm like, I think we're back in Salt Lake. We just went straight. Like, we didn't take any highways either. So it was just stop and go red lights the entire time, going like 35 miles an hour. So we're driving for like 30 minutes after we already got there. We're like, the car's back at that place. So we have to turn around and go back after we pay. Like, what? We get there, and the kid was distracted on his phone, and I had to flip UEs to get there. We pull in and it's a Kelly's Automotive. So I'm like, this is a dealership. That wasn't a private sale off KSL. Something's fishy here. And we walk in.
And then she's like, yeah, I have it. I'm like, do you know what you're paying for? I'm like, yep, I literally have the 32. Let me get the freaking envelope. So I had an envelope, literally this exact envelope from Chase. I picked up $3,200 cash because that's what the price we agreed upon. And so we go in and she's like, did you agree on a price? I'm like, yep. Pull this out of like my left coat pocket. I'm like, here you go, $3,200 cash. She's like, okay, great. So she calls the guy. He's like, yeah, this is the price. She's like, great. And then she's like, okay, and then it's gonna be a total of 34. And I'm like, no, 32 flat was the deal. Because private sales do not have taxes and fees. And he listed it as a private sale on KSL. The reason I looked for those is because when you go through a dealership, they usually jack up the price. Then you gotta account into the taxes and fees. And so at that point, I'd literally be at like $34.50 and stuff like that. And the profit wasn't, it's not that it wasn't like there, but it was just very sketchy and very used. I felt used at that point.
Especially when we drove to his house, the car was in his garage. They pulled it out, we test drove it, and we're at this man's place of living.
Yeah.
And then we have to go all the way to a dealership 30 minutes away in the city where we just came from.
That we lived like 5 minutes away from.
Yeah, literally, it's just down the street from us. And I was like, if I wanted to buy from a dealership, I wouldn't be looking for a car on KSL. I would have been looking at that dealership online. First of all, that dealership doesn't even have a website. They have a Facebook where they post the cars on there.
And crappy ratings.
It's a dealership that lives 5 minutes from us. If I was looking for a car on a dealership, I would have been looking for stuff like that. They don't even have a website. They just post stuff on Facebook. I don't know where they get these cars. Maybe from auctions or something. And it was just so annoying because we had to drive 30 minutes away to this man's house, looking at the car, thinking it's a private sale. We thought, hand the cash, sign the title over, we leave. Not, I'm going to this man's house, I'm coming back to the city 5 minutes from where I live to pay a dealership for the title. Especially when we asked him about the title and he says, oh, it's with my friend. There's a difference between friend and dealership. If you're selling with a dealership because they don't have enough lot space, so you're holding the car, and you're trying to sell it for them, you say that. You don't say, oh yeah, it's through me, and then bring out a friend that has the title. And that was just so annoying. So when we left, he texts Nick back this bullcrap about...
Yeah, he's like, hey man, like, I'm sorry for the misconception or something. So it started off good. He's like, we agreed on the $3,200. If you couldn't have afforded that, you know, like, you could have just said that. And I was so pissed off. The worst part was, when we left the dealership, I wanted to go home. But no, because his son was riding in her back, and I really wanted to just leave his son's ass there and just be like, take a Uber. I'm done with this. Because we'd have to drive literally 20 minutes back to their house and then drive 30 minutes back to our house. Because we were 5 minutes away from our house, and we hadn't eaten that day yet. Because we were going to meet up at his house at 10 a.m., and I usually wake up at like 7, 6:30, and I'm like, okay, great, this is gonna take 30 minutes. I'm gonna test drive it, make sure everything's good. If not, we leave. If it's good, I pick it up and I drive it back. Done and done. No. And then his son, I was looking behind me. He was a distance away because I felt like he like didn't even want to ride with us. So I'm like debating. I'm like, I might just leave him here.
Yeah, it was so annoying. Like, just hopped in my car all the way over there, and I was like, okay, so it's gotta be close to the home. Like, we're just gonna go there, go back. It's in a completely different city, basically. Like, it's on a town outskirting Salt Lake, 30 minutes away, and we gotta take his butt back home, and then I burned, like, almost half a tank of gas just putting around this kid's son. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. I feel like the reason they didn't give us the address is because if I would've had the address, I would've literally just typed into Google, it would've popped up as a shop, and I'd be like, no.
Yeah, if I typed in and said Kelly's Automotive, I'd be like, no, that's not a friend's house. That's a dealership. Deals off. Your son can walk home from wherever we are.
And then I would have figured out, I'm like, it's a dealership. And then I would have renegotiated with him and be like, okay, $3,000 now because I'm not paying a cent above 32. But I feel like he's like, okay, if he's already there, knowing that he has to take my son back anyway, he'd have to, like, probably buy the car or something like that. But no, I didn't. So then today, we're meeting up with another person for a nice GMC. And then tomorrow, hopefully, gonna buy a nice C-Class. And yeah, that's probably gonna go well. And hopefully, with those two cars combined, we'll be looking at a total of like $2,500, $2,500 to $3,000 profit with those two cars. And right now, we have a fucking
Jeep
Renegade.
No, nope. It's a Liberty Renegade Edition. Highest edition that car comes in. We got it for $2,700, and we'll just flip it for a couple hundred. It's pretty crappy. Needed a massive brake job done.
And a lot of work, so with that.
It's just a big hassle. We're just trying to get rid of it as fast as possible.
So we still make profit, not as much because of the payment we had to make for the work. But that's it. And so be very careful when buying. So every time now we do it, I literally ask the person, is it the title clean? They're like, yes. I'm like, do you have it on hand? And then they're like, yes. I'm like, okay, great. We'll meet up.
Yep. If they have it on hand, we'll show up. We'll drive it. It's good to go. Yep.
I always have the cash on hand as well. So we have that. And besides that, there's not much more to it.
Nope.
Never again.
Nope, never again. That's bull crap. And we reported him too on KSL for fraud and all that bull crap because that was annoying. He owes me like $10 in gas. Like, are you kidding me? It's bullcrap.
Yeah. But yeah, have fun. Be careful, guys. And check the links below for Discords and all of that stuff. So thank you. Peace out.
Peace.